Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Oh, well, happy holidays to you.
And Merry Christmas, Chris.
Ho, ho, ho.
Chris doing the gardening there. Now, we're well into December, with Advent having started over 2 weeks ago. But we're facing the prospect of another lockdown-style Christmas. So with that in mind, today we're answering this question. How are you getting into the Christmas spirit?
Well, I flew out of the blocks early this year and started at the end of November, which I've never done before. I've been quite a stickler for nothing goes up before the 1st of December. But I just think it's been a bit of a crap year, hasn't it? So I was like, oh, let's just start early. Let's get in the vibe. And I'm glad I did now, because if it is a lockdown one, then you know, who knows if I'll get to celebrate it for real. So I've started celebrating it very early. And I did that by putting my tree up in November and by starting to watch rubbishy Christmas films.
Ooh.
And they need to be rubbish. I don't want good ones.
Well,
or
what,
old ones.
What are you talking?
Love Hate on Netflix, which is some like new one about a girl getting catfished at Christmas. It's terrible, but it's good watching.
Yeah. I've heard people call that solid gold trash.
Yeah,
so
it's
like,
that sort of thing.
It is trash.
Yeah.
But it's good.
It's McDonald's TV. You know it's no good, but you kind of want it and it makes you feel a bit good and then you feel a bit sick after.
Okay. Anything else? Any others?
I watched The Holiday for the first time, which is really good.
I know it's
a classic, but for whatever reason, I just not seen it or avoided it or come in halfway through and just thought, oh, it's not my vibe. And thoroughly enjoyed it whilst I had a mince pie in November.
Kate Winslet at her most Kate Winslet.
Yeah. And Jude Law and Cameron Diaz at their most beautiful.
They are gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, to be perfectly honest with you.
Have you not?
No. And I don't intend to. Sarah, how are you getting into the Christmas spirit this year?
Whatever I'm doing, it'd be more than you, clearly.
Uh-huh.
What have I been doing? I too actually broke my own rule of nothing Christmassy before the 1st and put my tree up a day early.
Well done.
I bought my first tree as an adult. I drove by myself to B&Q.
Yes,
Argos.
To the forest, just on the edge of London. And I got a tree.
How much?
As in, how much did it cost?
Are you going to tell the listeners just how much money that you spent on a Christmas tree?
I wasted. I don't think it was that much, to be honest. I can't remember. It's only a 5-foot tree.
Yeah.
So about the same size as me. Yeah. And a little stand for it.
You've done that so you can reach the top of the star.
Well, yeah, actually. Yeah. I thought there's no point in getting a tree that's bigger than me, because how am I going to reach the top?
You thought you could slam dunk the star on. Is that what that is? Okay, so when did you put your tree up? On the 1st of December?
No, when was the last day? 30th of November?
Yeah, there wasn't a 31st of November.
I had to run through it really quickly.
Do your knuckles, count the knuckles.
Yeah. But so I did that. And also, honestly, my biggest tip, I may have even said this before, if you want anything to feel a bit cozier, Christmassier, you know, just cover it in fairy lights. Honestly,
right.
Buy yourself some fairy lights. Put them anywhere.
Or candles.
Fire hazard, all that jazz. Like, whereas fairy lights, honestly, you can put them wherever. They look great. They
where
make anything
put,
look
where
nice.
Have you put yours, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, you don't ask a lady that.
Okay. So where did you put yours?
How dare you? My only set of them is currently on the tree.
Okay.
Incidentally, I got told off by a neighbour for calling her a lady the other day. Like, I have a little toddler, and I was like, he was like pointing at her, going, "Man," and I was like, "No, lady."
Man.
This is always, it's the only word he knows. And and she's like, "I'm not a lady, I'm a woman." And I was like, "Oh," and she was like, "Lady is all about, you know, class and status." And I was just like, "Oh, for goodness sake, he's a toddler."
Yeah, get
lost. Also, he thought you were a man. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny, isn't it? Like, why would you? Okay, fine. If you don't think you are that, just let someone else think. Let a toddler think that.
I didn't think it was a derogatory term, so I am sorry for calling you a lady.
From now on, we'll just call her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but that's the thing, though. It's not like he said, you know, you've introduced him and he said, "Oh, hello, madam." And she said, no, it's fine. Just don't need to do that. It's not like a case of, no, you can be more informal with me. It's a case of, don't you dare elevate my status. Don't
imply.
Don't
that I am
think,
polite.
How dare you,
you little
think? I'm in the gutter where I belong. All right. Yeah, that is very strange indeed.
Yeah.
So takes me a long time to get into the Christmas spirit, and I am quite pleased with myself that I don't really feel that Christmas is here until, honestly, like 23rd, 24th of December.
Oh, really? So you're not there yet?
It's a kind of an anti sort of commercialization slash capitalist stance that I have. And not a humbug. It's just, I think after a while, you suddenly go, oh, this is going to... Well, no, I think it's okay to sound pious in a Christian festival. Actually, I just sort of thought... The true meaning of this is completely gone. As an atheist friend of mine jokes, and I do hand it to him with the humour here, where he goes, you know, well, the trouble is sometimes Jesus gets in the way of Christmas, you know. Yeah. And I just sort of think, I can't stand seeing any Christmas sort of regalia or whatever the word is before December. Mm. To the point of now, I just don't see it. I genuinely don't see it. I walk around the shops, and if there's Christmas, I have just programmed myself not to see that.
Because a lot of supermarkets and shops put it out from September, right?
Yeah, that bothers me. That, like, I feel like November, all right, whatever, you've got, like, stocks have got to be in and all that jazz. It still annoys me. But, yeah, it's almost as soon as summer is done, they start getting in the advent calendars.
I don't think they're as bad as they used to be. But, again, I'm not really the man to ask because I do just blank it. But you do get it mid to late October. It is a bit like, this is ridiculous.
As soon as Halloween's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because Halloween's such a big thing. So Halloween, I think, has its own place now quite prominently. So Halloween, would it be ironic that Halloween's taken a bit of the heat off Christmas? I don't know if that's ironic or not. But certainly the celebration of the other or the pointing of the other. But
don't start it till later. So that you were saying 23rd, 24th, that's when it really kicks in for you. And does it come in with a big bang, or are you like...
Is it suddenly Merry Christmas?
I'm in the zone.
Yeah.
Hats on.
No, I think it's a more of a... Yeah, we're here now.
Here we are.
Yeah, that's it. Well done. We've all made it. I think that's what it is. I think, you don't want to dance to... a tune that you don't like dancing to, as the old saying goes. So I understand that this isn't inhibiting me from having a good time at Christmas, because I do very much like Christmas, and I don't want to be too hypocritical, because let's be honest, when I do think of Christmas and I think it is a good year, the food is crucial, you know, spending time with family, all that kind of stuff. I think we've said on a podcast before, I'm not huge on receiving gifts or particularly giving gifts, although I prefer to give gifts than receive. It's not a particularly strong love language of mine, but it goes quite sour if someone does buy me a gift and they've missed the mark. That can annoy me. So best not buy me a gift, because the kind of, you really, really have to have a bullseye. You know,
no pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I don't know. Chris, you're our resident vicar. Does it annoy you, or does it? I mean, Sarah, Chris, what do you think of the kind of the extreme commercialization of Christmas, which has completely taken over? And this has been the case for decades. This is absolutely nothing new. And obviously, I'm not like saying that non-Christians shouldn't celebrate Christmas. That would be ridiculous, you know. And I do love the fact that everybody gets involved, and it is essentially a winter festival, really, for the majority of people. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't mind it too much. I think it's a season of joy, and I think the world needs a lot of joy right now.
That's a very good point.
Amen, so brother.
For me, as someone who sees God as a good father, then I would think a good dad wants to see his kids happy, regardless of the kind of activity, as long as it's, you know, not strange or illegal.
It's Christmas celebration.
Well, I don't know. Celebrating Christmas in a lot of countries around the world might be illegal.
Well, yeah,
you know.
So I don't have a problem with the commercialization of it. Okay. It is what it is, I guess, in a way. And I'm sure that, you know, didn't we take it over anyway? Wasn't it a pagan festival anyway? And, you know, Jesus was probably born in September, according to historians.
I thought it was like March time.
It's definitely 3 months either side of Christmas. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't really know if they found the records, apart from the Bible, of which I found out today there's 26,000 manuscripts of the earliest Bible.
Is that right?
And it dates from, like, I don't know,
the 90s.
The whole manuscript was from 350 AD. And the important thing with that is that like things like all the information we know on Julius Caesar, on to do with Caesar's Wars, they were found... Right, so from the event to the recording to the manuscript, there's 950-year gap.
Yeah.
So there's almost 1,000 years between the events and history.
Yes.
Livy's Wars, Tacitus, I think, is another historian. There's a lot of time. Anyway, my point is, we have a lot of evidence that the Christmas story did happen if you use the scientific method. So did I answer your question? No.
Yeah. We all love a mince pie.
At the end of the day.
Non-Christians and Christians alike.
I guess core Christian values of love, forgiveness, generosity, family, those things are going to be lived, remembered, and hopefully given to each other. Now, I caveat that with, I know not everyone has a great Christmas, but I think they're the core emotions and drivers behind Christmas. So, I mean, I think the world needs it right now.
Chris, you've just got me into the Christmas spirit right there.
Yay.
There we go. Early. What am I, like 8 days early?
In future Christmases, I'm going to have a chat with the Reverend Chris.
Yeah.
That will get me into the Christmas spirit.
Listeners, you can't see it, but he has just put his Santa hat on. The tinsel is out.
My toddler, he... as you said, Marcus, I'm a vicar, so you know you'd like him to understand something of the Christmas story. And we've got an advent calendar on the wall, and it's got, you know, the nativity scene with the sheep and the angels and the shepherds and baby Jesus. And my wife says, "Who's that in the middle?" And he just went, "Santa." And I was like, I'm not necessarily doing a very good job yet.
Do you know though, in some other European countries, their Christmas traditions, which we may well have spoken about last year. But Santa turns up on the 6th of December in some European countries, putting gifts and chocolates and sweets in the children's shoes. Obviously, if you're bad, you get the rotten Krampus. Potatoes or Krampus turns up. Absolutely, yeah. Which is
your old favourite.
Utterly terrifying. my goodness. But in this country, we're a bit soft on that. If you've been bad, you don't get any gifts. With some of our other European brothers and sisters, if you're bad, then this horrible kind of sort of devil-like character turns up and mugs you off, sort of thing. But it's Jesus himself, apparently, who brings the gifts on the 24th in some European traditions. Yeah, maybe other traditions outside of Europe. Yeah. It is, indeed.
Not just eternal salvation.
Well, perhaps, Sarah...
No.
Chocolate golden coins.
it's not. You know, if that's not enough for you people, and quite clearly for some of you it isn't.
You have to get a chocolate orange as well.
Maybe, Jesus gave me type 2 diabetes this year. Great.
But Sarah, maybe it's that thing if you work in an office job, particularly, you bring the gifts if it's your birthday. You bring the sweets.
Yeah.
So is that where that idea came from?
I feel like it is. Yeah. I feel like it
is. Jesus invented the office job tradition.
Yes.
He gets blamed for, you know, he gets bad mouthed by some people, but I don't think we can pin that one on him.
No, I don't think that either.
To be fair.
What do you think of when you start hearing Christmas songs then? When essentially you hear Slade, Merry Christmas.
No.
I wish it could be Christmas every day. I remember a friend when I was a lot younger, a friend of mine was like, it would be brilliant if Christmas was every day. And then I tried to explain the concept of, no, we would have 365 saviours then, my friend. We only need one. Yeah. You don't understand, again, the true meaning. But let's not get bogged down with that. But Sarah, you just sighed and groaned.
So because I love music. I listen to a lot of music. And the way that I do get myself feeling festive is to listen to Christmas music. But if it starts too soon, it can really wear you down. And I've always had the problem where, you know, in years gone by, I was always in choirs.
Oh yeah,
there's always a Christmas concert.
So Welsh, so quintessentially Welsh.
Oh, you know it. The problem is, you always start your carol rehearsals in September, and it really can suck the joy out at times.
Yes.
What would be the Christmas song that you put on to get you in the mood? Then, like you said, you love music. So, what would be your number one?
Carol of the Bells.
Oh yeah.
You'd know it if you heard it. I'm not going to try and sing it.
Do you know
you'd know it if you heard it.
Yeah. Jingle Bell Rock. Is that what you're thinking, Chris?
No. I was thinking about Home Alone. I think it's
Home
Alone.
Yeah,
Home Alone. Yeah.
Can I just take this opportunity.
Go on, sing a chorus.
To no,
yeah, go on.
It's not that. Listeners. I'm going to make a PSA about a carol that needs to be ditched. Can we please get rid of Hark the Herald? It's terrible. It's too high. It's too repetitive. I hate it. I'm sorry. I just want it ditched.
That's a very bold statement. Because
I know.
Usually,
and I stand by it.
Usually, a carol service ends with that.
I know, and I can't.
That's the
bear
kind of
that.
The New York, New York of the carols. I do admit, I think it's a touch over it. The one that I love that I've really got into in recent years is oh blimey, I forget the name. Is it Oh Holy Night? You know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's Fall, been Home Alone.
Is that the one? Fall on your knees.
Yeah. Oh,
and man, that.
Oh,
that,
shivers.
Shiver me timbers.
I love that one.
Timbers. Yeah, that is gorge. Chris, yes. What's your fave?
I like that one. Holy Night. It's funny. We've just done our big carol services at the weekend, and we didn't have Oh Holy Night, and I did feel a bit shortchanged.
Ooh,
it was
sorry.
A bit like.
Sorry to hear that.
It was a bit like a roast dinner without the turkey. It's like, whoa, that's the main bit for me. I quite like Oh Mary, Did You Know? That's come around
a bit
more.
Left field.
Yeah, a little bit, because we're probably bored of all the others, and I'm desperately trying to reach for something that isn't obvious. Away in a Manger's slow, isn't it? I mean,
it's a bit droney.
Yeah, it's a bit
droney, and also the children getting the words wrong. And don't worry, I've been there. But
what about more sort of pop hits? Are you familiar with the whole Whamageddon thing?
No,
that's where the people have competitions to see how long they can last without hearing "Last Christmas" by Wham. And as whenever you hear it, whether it's you pass a shop and you hear it, or you turn on the radio, whatever. If you know if Whamageddon happens to you, then
you lose.
Then you lose, essentially. I see people playing it on Facebook. Like, people have lost by the end of November sometimes.
It's okay, that song, but it's a bit overrated. I don't love the pop songs as much, to be honest.
Well, Sorry.
The old Pentatonix album?
What's that?
No.
Do you know what? It's a cappella album, isn't it? So it's there's no instruments, it's all their voices. It's like, came out probably about 4 years ago, I guess.
Do you know what? Going back on the earlier thing when you said, so when Christmas does kick in, is it, you know, actually, when it does kick in, I do have a bit of Slade. So here it is, Merry Christmas. I'm like, there we are. That's the stuff.
To be honest, Marcus, when I imagine Christmas Day in your house.
Yes.
100%, it's you opening the door in the morning and going,
you say,
it's Christmas!
I thought you were going to accuse me of doing that Hugh Grant dance from Love Actually again.
Actually,
you have accused me of that before.
I mean, you can see it, can't you?
Love Actually is popular around Christmas. I don't care for the film, and I don't like that bit with the bloke with the poster things.
Weird and creepy.
It is a bit weird and creepy. The whole thing is, but I'm not a huge.
It's all right. Again, it's all right.
Muppets
the holiday,
Christmas Carol.
I think is
yes.
Muppets Christmas
I've still
Carol.
Never seen that. People say it's a classic.
That gets me going.
Really?
Oh, big time.
Maybe. Do you think
great
I should watch
music.
That this year?
Yeah.
Should I give it a go?
I think so.
I tried the, they made a new Home Alone.
Oh, they did.
And I thought, now, I know what you're thinking. It was a classic already. They didn't need to remake it. And I was the same. But I saw a few reviews basically saying, like, it's not bad, actually. Mm. Honestly, if you've got a spare hour and a half, it's all right. It's okay. It's not the classic.
I don't want it. It'll mess with my childhood. It's the same reason I wouldn't watch remakes of Karate Kid and all that lot. There's just no point. I'm happy watching the reruns.
You're happy living in the past.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about. Yeah. We wheel out songs from the 70s. We eat food we don't really care for the rest of the year round.
Well, but that's the thing with turkey, isn't it? Turkey is very overrated meat. Very dry. Chicken is better than
guys,
turkey.
I've got huge news from the Harris Christmas.
Go on.
My parents have cancelled the turkey.
Oh.
Because it's only going to be three of us and I don't care for turkey. And I was like, we're going to do something crazy. I could make a salmon en croûte. We could have a beef Wellington. And my mum was like, no, I've ordered a chicken.
that's fair.
I'm very much looking forward to it. But I really thought this year was going to be the year we did something different. No. We're just having a chicken instead of a turkey.
I think it's Michael McIntyre does a brilliant skit, doesn't he, on food at Christmas.
Yes.
And he basically goes on a rant about turkey, how bland and tasteless it is. And the reason we know it's so bland because we have to eat it with food that we'd rather eat.
Yeah.
So like sausage stuffing in the middle of it, or you have to cover it in cranberry and bacon and all this stuff, because it's so bad. You have to eat other stuff.
And it's just such a palaver, isn't it, turkey?
But wasn't it? Yeah, it is. But wasn't it because it's a bigger bird? So back in the day, sure. You know, the poorer people would be able to, you know, you'd buy a turkey so it would feed more people.
If so, crack on. But we're not living like in the same way that you used to quite frequently get tuberculosis in the old days. Like,
exactly.
You don't need to keep doing it.
No, exactly.
You don't need to keep doing it or ever do it.
Quite. Yeah. Quite.
Yeah. Now, the Christmas ham is definitely the thing for me. Oh, absolutely.
Christmas ham.
Yes.
How would it be done in the Speller household?
Talk to us.
Medium rare. you've been a bland. and the next day's a write-off. Sarah, have any of you asked this, how are our listeners, our lovely listeners, getting into Christmas this year?
I did.
Stepping into Christmas as Elton John, Sarah Elton would say.
I did, actually. And my favourite response that we got was from Joe Phelan, who got in touch on Twitter.
Joe More Than a Phelan.
Very good. He said... I always treat myself by saving up a few holiday days and splurging them at Christmas. I'm not sure I call that a splurge, but I say Christmas is quite a standard time to spend. But you do, you, Joe.
Yeah.
It means I have a couple of days before the day itself to chill, wrap presents, watch awful TV, and prepare for raucous family visits.
I think that's a great idea.
I think
actually, if you can do that, I think that's quite ideal, actually.
Yeah.
You just clear the calendar. I'd like that. Like that, Joey, baby.
Especially if you're going to have a bit of a, as he says, you know, raucous family time.
Yes.
You know, get yourself in the right headspace.
Mind
get your presents wrapped.
He hasn't told us what the actual day, because if he says, oh, then I get absolutely smashed and roaring drunk and I'm an absolute nightmare to my friends and family, then he's basically saying that's the calm before the storm. But if that is the case, which I'm sure it isn't, Joe, that is quite brilliant as well.
And then you do you, Joe. As long as I'm not invited, I don't mind.
Do you know what, the pub on Christmas Eve, it doesn't really happen... It doesn't really happen so much in the village in Surrey where I lived for many, many years, just because people, you grow older and married and family and all that sort of stuff. But that was a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Everyone's home.
Yes. It was a real sort of reconnected with all sorts of people. Wonderful stuff. And then the church is next door to the pub, as is fitting in the English village tradition. And then midnight mass straight after.
Oh yeah.
That really was like, here we are. We're on, the show is on the road.
I was on a Zoom this morning with other clergy folk, and one of them was saying, well, what do I do about midnight mass? And I was a bit like, most people are going to be half cut. I don't think you need to worry about exactly the content of your sermon.
That sermon does not need to be your finest
work. Yeah. Don't worry about it. They'll be fine. Yeah. They're coming from the pub.
I do like a midnight mass. I think it's brilliant.
I've only managed it once because we'll always have, you know, have a nice dinner, have a few glasses of wine, and then it hits sort of 10 p.m. and everyone's just really tired and ready to go to bed.
Oh, yes. Well, that's fine as well.
But I've done it once and I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Taking things in a different direction, totally different direction, RK got involved and said, as someone who doesn't observe any religious holidays at this time, I use it as a moment to reconnect with friends. I don't remember anyone's birthday, but it's harder to forget that the new year is beginning. So,
well, fair play.
Lovely, RK. Just uses that to catch up and send some messages, say hi, check in with people.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it sort of goes back into the world. Exactly. Goes a bit back to the traditional message, even if it isn't religious.
Mm.
So there we are.
Yeah.
A few more for you. Jonaldinho. Which I don't think is his real name, but, you know, we'll go with it. And said, by flying home to see my parents, I think for the first time in 2.5 years.
Oh, blimey. Did he say where he's flying to and from?
Didn't know. But
Glasgow.
Presumably
Glasgow to Brazil with a name like that.
That seems like a fair assumption. We got horribly trolled by Joel from Australia saying, the beach.
Yes.
Still,
of course.
Can't get on board with hot weather at Christmas.
I think we did that on our first Christmas show,
didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I was in Malaga one Christmas.
It wouldn't feel like Christmas, though, would it?
Oh, Chris, no, you adapt. There's something. I was in Bolivia one Christmas, wasn't particularly hot, but it obviously wasn't cold. It was very, very mild. And I was in Malaga one Christmas as well, and I totally get why people fly south for the winter. I really, really enjoyed it. And Malaga's not that far, but it was still about sort of 17, 18 degrees.
I'd be up for doing it on Boxing Day. I just think Christmas Day itself, I kind of want it to be cozy.
Honestly, I'm telling you. But no, the reason for this is because we Christmas and all the business, other than, you know, as my friend said, you know, religion aside or Jesus aside, you realise that all the Christmas stuff, it's very much a kind of central northern European festival, winter festival. A lot of it comes from the likes of Germany and so on, what we do. It's all geared around the cold, the snow, what we wear, what we eat, what we drink, all that stuff. It's obviously been adopted by the good folk in North America. And if it's adopted by America, as it was many, many moons ago, then all your sort of popular culture and films and all the rest of it pump it around the world. So that's why we think of Christmas. It looks and feels like that. And you do realize that when you are not in that surrounding, even in southern Spain for Christmas, and you see Santa and you see things, you're like, that doesn't really fit here. That's a bit odd to see that.
Yeah.
You go, oh, okay, because that's what it is. So if you adapt, like clearly, you know, the Aussies have done and lots of other people around the world. Yeah, they still have Santa. They, you know, they don't have Santa turning up in Speedos and thongs, as they call sandals. Or maybe they do. You sort of, once you kind of get over that thing, you're like, oh no, this is just how they do Christmas here. And I like it. I'm all right with it.
I would do it as a one-off, as an experience. But I just, I couldn't get my head around it for more than that. Because that's what I want, though. All that stuff you just said is what I want for
that time.
I want
the mulled wine. I want to wear a big jumper.
You can have
we have a long winter.
I hate
there's
Christmas.
A lot of other time to do all that hot stuff.
I hate Christmas jumpers.
Do you really?
I just want to throw that out there. Yeah, I think they're rubbish.
Do you hate Sarah's Christmas jumper?
I've not seen it.
It's not.
But I think
I would. One.
Oh, it's green.
Why not?
It's not a Christmas jumper, honestly.
Do you not? Do you own a Christmas jumper?
No.
Well, why are you sticking up for them then?
Because I think they're fun. I don't.
Not that fun because you haven't got one.
Well, no, because I mean, I think. Because
they're a bit crap, aren't they? Just admit
well,
it.
I suppose it's because you can only wear it for a couple of weeks in the year and then it's back in the drawer. And that does seem a bit wasteful.
Yes, and that's my point. Thank you.
Okay, all right, fine.
Let's all save the planet and not buy Christmas jumpers.
Speaking of kind of the German influence on Christmas.
It's old Saint Nick himself, is it?
Well, almost. Debuck95, as he's known, on Instagram.
On his birth certificate.
Christmas market and chimney cakes. Now, I did look up a chimney cake. I think that's actually Romanian. It's a kind of cake that is like sort of a chimney stack.
I think you could have said that without any research at all, could you? It's a cake.
It's like Romanian. I looked that up.
Yeah. Well done.
Excellent stuff.
It looks tasty.
Kind of, they're not bad, actually. They're kind of... it's a cylindrical. I think the reason why it's called chimney is because of the shape of it.
That's what I said.
And it's a cake.
Yeah.
Oh, forgive me.
It's a chimney stack.
I was too busy Googling it for myself. so it's, anyway, no matter what Sarah says, it's like a chimney stack. And but you sometimes get them with sort of, it's a kind of a. Sort of, I mean, you've probably Googled it by now, so you don't need to explain. But within, you sometimes see them with, you can in sometimes in the summer, like a bit of ice cream in the middle of those sort of things.
Hmm.
Or a bit of, you know, this sort of cinnamony type affair.
Yeah, well, sure. that's a little bit festive.
I think that's all right, yeah. It's a glorified Arctic roll, essentially, for those who remember
that. Yeah, so it sounds like. I like the idea that it'd be random, that it'd be like a cigar in the middle of it smoking away, like a Christmas chimney.
But, one for the children. A big Monte Cristo in the middle.
And one last one from Rebecca, who says, you're going to have views on this.
Well,
I bought reindeer antlers for my cat so she can feel Christmassy instead.
Instead,
hates them.
What, instead of her, she could feel Christmassy.
Yeah, she's obviously decided this year, put the cat first.
Mm-hmm.
She's had enough big Christmases. It's time for the cat to have a good time. And the cat is not a fan. Surprisingly.
But you'll be pleased at, Sarah, because last week you told everyone you hated cats.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Please don't send me hate mail.
Even with antlers on. All right. Well, thank you very much, listeners, for getting it on board there.
A wide
or involved
variety.
Rather. So any other sort of getting into Christmas? The first mince pie is an indicator. That to me is a signpost, you know, Christmas this way. And I go, okay, fine. Not there yet, but I'm getting there.
I can't remember if we've said this on a show or in our chats. Because we are friends off there. a massive log of marzipan. Like, oh, I only buy it around about Christmas.
What, just marzipan? Or are we
Like, with a light covering of Stollen. Chocolate. Yeah, I love Stollen as well.
A bit of Stollen.
For me, I was one of the, you know, kind of end of November, as I said, when I was getting in the Christmas mood, I was like, I'm buying marzipan.
Yes.
And those little pretzels, which are they like sour cream or that sort of flavor?
Oh.
Like, I only eat them at Christmas, and I don't know why, because I do really like them.
They're your Christmas snack.
Loads of marzipan. My own body weight.
When we talked about stuff that's underrated and I said marzipan, you didn't bring this to the forefront.
Pick up for it.
I don't like to encourage you, Marcus. That's why.
I don't need any encouraging.
No, I do. Maybe it's your fault. Maybe you've reminded me of my love for marzipan.
It's magnificent. And again,
when
it's something.
Fall out, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's something that our European brothers and sisters are better at than ours.
Mm.
Marzipan's not big on the agenda here. Is it? A Christmas cake is magnificent. And Stollen is very good. Stollen's German, isn't it, surely?
I think so. Also, I just recommend, if you don't want to get one of those big Stollen cakes, Marks & Spencer's Stollen Bites, because you get a really good chunk of marzipan with them.
Yes, they are.
Fully recommend.
Good.
Do you slather butter on it? A little bit warm, bit of butter on it.
On your Stollen?
Just asking for a friend.
That's always the get out of jail free card, isn't it?
Yeah, not me.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, no. Stollen is German, yeah.
Oh, there we are.
Wahlnacht Stollen. Or Stollen,
well,
as we've understandably called it.
my last one that I do if you're not in the, you know, if you're not quite there with Christmas films, just your favourite TV show, watch the Christmas special.
That's a nice idea. Do you know what? I used to do that with Bottom. Do you remember Bottom?
Yeah.
Rick Mayall and Edward Emerson. The Christmas special on that used to have me in tears. Now I'm going back to my teenage years. You know, one sort of, when you look back at these things, you go, yeah, I mean, that was very basic humor. But
dig it out again. Honestly, it'll hit home.
Maybe that'll.
I watched a bit of Vicar of Dibley the other day with a mince pie Christmas special.
I'm not a fan of Vicar of Dibley.
No, I didn't think you would be.
No,
but honestly, most shows have a Christmas special.
Yeah,
that's true.
So do it.
Yeah. The Neighbours, for our Aussie friends. What's the Christmas special of that? <There they are. laughs> Or Home and Away. Another programme none of them watch. Any more for any more? Chris, you're about to say something.
No, I'm good. I'm just enjoying the chat.
The festive spirit that has sprung anew in you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Excellent. Well, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers this week. Well, we hope you're well and truly in the Christmas spirit. And if not, then, you know, there's plenty of ways in which we can chivvy you along there, perhaps. But don't worry about it. You know, hold out for as long as you can, like I do. And then go crazy when it does happen. But we do hope you're keeping safe, of course, at this time. We do hope that despite all the, you know, sad things and whatnot that are going on with COVID and da-di-da-di-da, that you are having a lovely time and you do have a lovely Christmas. Something we all wish them, don't we, Sarah?
We certainly do, Marcus.
Yes. Chris, would you like to wish them a good, happy Christmas?
Merry Christmas. And yeah, I hope you all have a lovely time.
There we are. And he really means that.
Yeah.
So there we are. We're taking a break, we should say. This is our last Answerable Questions for the current series. And we'll be back in due course. We don't know when, but it'll be back before you know it. We always do this, don't we?
Yeah.
We've got that kind of cool, informal vibe with our listeners.
We'll be there. We're just not going to say when. Not yet.
It'll be January 2022. We're just not going to commit to the week yet.
Yeah.
We also don't like commitment, so...
No,
absolutely
we'll
not.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. But thank you very much for listening to this and to previous episodes. We really do appreciate it. But we do hope you have a lovely, lovely Christmas. And as I say, we will be back soon enough. So check the socials at AQQAPod on Insta and Twitter. And obviously your podcast pipe, where you get this very, very show. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Marcus. Happy Christmas.
And to you too. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Yep. See you in the new year.